On our morning show today, the next half, we talk about Discovery Play School and all the great things that they have going on. And we're into the spring season now and looking ahead at their future. Tara Weitzel is in the studio with us today. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Discovery Play School has been in our community for a long time. Could you talk a little bit about the history?
It has. Actually, we have been part of the Richland Center community for just over 30 years. When they first began, it started out as a preschool program to address the educational needs that students were having. However, as things have progressed, preschool programs are part-time. It's not very convenient for families that need to work full-time. So we have decided to keep our preschool program and focus on the academics, but we offer now what is called wraparound care, which is before our preschool program and after our preschool program ends, so that families that need the full-time care are able to work full-time without trying to juggle who can pick up Junior from preschool and where is he going to go in the afternoon because I still need to work. And for us, it has gone really well.
What are the hours then that Discovery is open?
We are actually open from 5:30 in the morning to 4 p.m. right now.
Okay. Those are some ample hours.
It is. It's a long day. We have some students that are in our facility for about 50 hours a week. We have people that work like 5/12s, and it gives the families the ability to know that they don't have to rush out on their lunch break and swap daycares. Plus, they still get all of the added benefits of the educational experience of preschool program.
You come with some exciting news. A little bit of an expansion. Can you talk about that for us?
We are very excited to announce that we are opening a full-time infant and toddler center. As of right now, our services of children that we serve start at age 2 through age 12. However, we are thrilled to announce that we were recently approved for some additional space, and we are, as of June 1st, opening a full-time infant center, and we are so excited about it.
So that's something that's been talked about for a while, but it's good to see it come to fruition.
It has. We've had to negotiate for some space and to prove our business plan and our working model. So as of June 1st, we will accept students as young as 6 weeks through age 12.
And tell us about the expansion, how it's going to look like at Spittlin Hills.
So right now, our preschool classroom is actually moving next door. And our infant and toddler center is going to be where our current preschool program is located. So this week, because we're actually closed on spring break, we're moving our preschool classroom. And so April 1st, when all of our preschool students come back, they're very excited because they're going to be in their new classroom.
Okay. So how much of a endeavor is that to move all this stuff?
Well, if you can imagine 30 years worth of furniture and supplies that have been stored, I have done a lot of sorting and weeding out. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, in order to have the space approved for my infant program, I need to have the current classroom empty. So this week, I am going to be very busy.
And so for the infant area, you have to make that more for the infants and safe and everything?
Yep. Actually, I'm meeting with the fire department on Wednesday. They're the ones that come through and make sure that it is safe for an infant classroom, make sure that the evacuation and the sparkling needs for that are different than toddlers. Since a preschool classroom, you can all hold hands and walk outside. In an infant classroom, you have to be able to put the infants in basically a crib with wheels and make sure that you can get them evacuated safely. So part of my job is to go through with the fire department and identify any hazards or things that need to be altered before June 1st in order to have our infant set up in that current classroom.
Okay. So the goal is to be there by June 1st?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. What are the numbers like? I mean, upper end, how many could you take?
Well, our new preschool classroom is actually licensed for up to 32 students, and our infant and toddler center can actually take up to 16. So we have close to 50 slots available.
And for the Discovery Play School as a whole, it's not just a during the school year thing, is it?
No, we run year-round. We run a school year program, which obviously runs from September to the end of May. However, then we run what is considered the more fun portion of our school year as our summer program. We offer some different activities, being that we accept school-age children. So our summer program runs from June 1st through the end of August, and we actually break apart. So this year will be our first year that we host three different groups. We'll have our infant and toddlers. Then we have basically our preschool age 2 to about 5, 6. And then we have our school age section from 6 to 12.
What are some fun activities you do in the summer?
We actually have several water tables that are outside. We do a lot of water activities. This year, I'm very excited. We are actually gardening as well. We participate in several community farm to table programs, and we were just received a whole bunch of seeds. So we're going to try our hand at gardening this summer too. I don't know how well it's going to go, but we're very excited that we're going to try it.
Oh, that's going to be exciting for the students, and you know, teach them about gardening at a young age.
Well, then. And you know, like since we have them for the whole summer, they're going to be able to see beginning to end type of thing. And we're hoping to have some produce to send home and try for snack time and try out some new things.
That's great. How much interaction do they do with the residents at Schmidtwillen Hills then?
We actually are able to go up through. We have a secondary playground that is actually in the middle of Schmidt. So when we go upstairs every morning to go to that back playground, we interact with all of the residents on the assisted living floor. There are actually several ladies, once it is nice out, that they come out and sit in Smith's flower garden while we're outside. So it's nice. The kids call them the grandmas and grandpas. So we get to go. We say good morning. During holidays, we do a holiday project. So like we make Valentine's and then we go up and we deliver Valentine's in October, we do a holiday parade. So we dress up in our costumes and we do a Halloween parade and we go through and model all of our costumes. At Christmas time, we've done cookies and things like that. So it really gives us a nice balance that they can interact with the residents. Plus, the residents get to see all of the fun things that we are doing. And it's really a nice arrangement.
I would guess that both sides benefit, don't they, Tara?
They do. It's nice. And like for the residents, like if they don't have family that's visiting, these are, you know, pretend grandkids that get to come and we make projects. We, you know, visit, we read stories, and it's nice for both sides.
Tell us a little bit about the curriculum then during the school year.
So we do what's called a themed curriculum, and it is actually posted on our website and posted in our preschool classroom. So we start at the beginning of the alphabet and we do one letter a week, and then we also do a specific theme. So we do all of the holidays. However, then we do like Arctic animals. We do circus, we do the jungle, we do all of those things. And so we spend usually about 2 weeks studying each theme, and then we do a week for each letter. So by the time we get through the school year, then we have done all of the letters and all of the themes throughout the year. In the summer, we tend to do larger blocks of time. So like in the summer, we do the solar system. And this last year, we did a scale model of the solar system on our ceiling. So every day that we lay down for nap time, you could count the planets in line. We did the moons. They had the rings. We had a door-sized spaceship that was on one of our doors. So we tend to do themes that take longer. You really can't cover the solar system in like a two-week time frame. So we do ones that are more fun, like the circus, the jungle, things of that nature. But the kids seem to really enjoy it. We kind of rotate through about every 2 years because when students start at like 3, they go 2 to 3, then 3 to 4. So they have a little bit of time before we recycle into the same theme again so that it's new again.
Looking at the daily schedule, Tara, could you take us through what a typical day is like?
Sure. So we open as early as 5:30. Usually the students that come in then Some of them are very awake and ready to go. However, we do have some that are still tired and do lay down and tend to take a nap. Because we open that early, then we serve breakfast. We have free play until about 8 o'clock when our preschool program actually starts. So then during our preschool program, we do something that are called centers. Usually we have about 4 to 5, and they are specific skills that we are working on for that day. So like last week's centers, one of them was our sensory table with beads, and they worked on pouring and measuring the beads, and then they could also string them and make necklaces to work on their fine motor skills. Then we have a writing center, which depending on the day, we work on either their numerals, their letters, their name, things of that nature. Then we have a building center, which depending on the day is either large or small building. We have giant blocks where we can build like huge buildings, or we have something as small as Legos where it's more fine motor skills and they work on those type of things. We do an art activity every day. However, we also have what's called process art available all of the time. So we either have adult directed where we are making a specific project based on the theme and the story that we've read, or we have process art where everything is out and I want to see what they are interested in creating. We also do a story every day. So we include our reading time, we include our free play, we include our writing activities so that they have a very well-rounded day. Then we also do outside activities every day as long as the weather is cooperative. So we have a very busy schedule.
You know, and a lot of children, screen time becomes an issue, especially as they get a little older. It sounds like you're keeping them away from screen time.
We only have screen time if we are having a party. We do not watch TV. We don't watch videos. However, we do have a smart board. So if it is storming, we can't go outside. I don't know if you've ever heard of Danny Go. He is a young student, basically musician, but they do movement videos. So they are directed and they're basically like slash singing exercise slash movement videos. So if we cannot get outside, we turn on a Danny Go video and there's like dinosaur stomp. There is a jungle video where, yes, we're watching it, but they are interactive. So we're running and jumping and we're dodging dinosaurs so that we can get in some exercise, even though we can't go outside.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Keep them moving a little bit.
Yes. Well, and sometimes, like, when you are here, like, you got to burn off some energy. Like, mm-hmm. You can only sit at a table and work for so long, and then you need to get up and stretch and move.
Right. What about meals?
So we provide breakfast and snacks and drinks. We do not, however, have a full kitchen, so we do not provide lunches. So right now, all of our students, they just pack a lunch. And then we do have a refrigerator, microwave, kitchenette situation. So we're able to warm things up. We're able to keep things cold. And honestly, a lot of families, it just depends. We have families that religiously, they bring the leftovers from the night before. We have families that they are very much a sandwich, chips, piece of fruit, and a drink. And honestly, we accommodate all of that. And you know, it seems to work really well for us. We don't have the dedicated staff to be able to cook meals on our own. So we provide the breakfast, juice, and snacks, and then they just bring their lunches.
Tell me about your staff at Discovery Play School.
Right now, we currently have 3 on staff, myself, Tara, obviously. I am the director, and currently, right now, I am the lead teacher. I have my teaching assistant. Her name is Jessica. She is a college student who actually will graduate next year with her teaching degree, and she is looking to take over the full-time teaching position. I have an on-call sub that is certified to either teach or be a teacher's assistant. Her name is Katarina, and she actually is one of Smith's employees that works upstairs as a CNA, but she is also licensed to be a sub in our classroom. We are actually in the hiring process, and we have three candidates right now that we are hiring. One of them, her name is Natasha, and she is a college student going to school for early childhood. I have another teaching assistant who is in med school for pediatric nursing, and in order to get into her pediatric rotation faster, they're required to work in a child-friendly environment. So she is coming on as of May as a new teaching assistant, and she is very excited about it. She wants to specialize in pediatrics, and this is a way that she gets to work with children while she is going to her nursing school. And our last teaching assistant is actually another employee from SMIT who used to work in the adult daycare center. However, she has gone home-based, but she has hours that she is looking to fill as well. So she's going to come in and pick up a few shifts in the afternoon.
It seems like you're getting the students better prepared for school. It sounds like they're pretty well-rounded by the time they hit their school age.
Well, and by the time that they have gone through our preschool program, they have all learned their letters, their numbers, they can count, they're beginning to sound out for phonics, and they have established, like, we focus on a love of learning and a love of reading. So for me, those are things that I am passionate about. So our day is spent, I want them to enjoy learning. I don't want them to be like, oh, I have to read this book. So like our activities are based on how can we make this fun? So we read a story and then we do a puppet show based on the story. What the kids don't realize is that they're learning how to sequence and retell that story that we just learned, which is a vital part of being ready for kindergarten and reading. And they look at it as, oh, we're wearing puppet shows and we're telling the story of what I learned, not realizing how much they're actually learning in the retelling part of it.
We started out talking about the history of Discovery Play School. I'm guessing you're on to your second generation, aren't you?
Actually, I just accepted our first second generation student. One of our first enrollees for our infant center, her mom is currently pregnant and has not delivered yet, but the mother attended our preschool program as a child. And she laughed. She goes, I have been in this classroom. And she goes, I have so many memories of being here. And we are very excited to say that we have our second generation student, not quite here yet because she's still working on it. But this summer, we will have our first second generation classroom.
Oh, that's awesome. If people are interested in what they've heard, can they take a tour?
They can. Actually, you can call SMIT at any time and request Discovery Play School's classroom. They will pass you down through to me. And we offer tours at any time based on parent schedules. So anytime during our open hours, we are more than happy to accommodate a tour. You can bring your children. They can participate in whatever activities we are doing at the time. However, we do actually offer after hours tours for parents that are still working by 4 o'clock. They just need to call and set it up with me, and I am happy to come in and meet with them. Our touring is a little bit unusual right now because one room is moving and the next room isn't quite set up. And currently my office looks like an Amazon warehouse because it's storing all of the things that need to be divided out into each room. So while you can set up and do a tour, you cannot actually see the infant center sent up yet. We're getting there. I can kind of walk you through where everything is, but we are happy to do tours at any point. We are accepting enrollment, so you can come in and kind of talk to us about the hours and the schedule that you're looking at, any questions that you might have. You can meet our staff. You can see some of our current students, anything like that.
So you're on spring break this week, but you're not kicking back at a lawn chair. You're actually working and moving right now.
Oh, yes. I am moving our classroom the next few days. Then I am meeting with the fire inspector on Wednesday to have my classroom certified before that we need to open. And I am really hoping that I have some new families that want to call and do some tours while I have the time, and I'm hoping to enroll some new students.
So get in touch with Schmidt-Ruland Hills for more information.
Yes, please.
All right. Tara, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for the exciting news. Tara Weitzel, director at Discovery Play School, right here in Richland Center.